When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Mama's on the Move. I am Keisha Johnson, and I am here with my girl B, also known as...
I am Brandy Hunter Lewis.
And we wanted to welcome you all back to our podcast, Mama's on the Move. And we're just going to start off by touching base. B, I know you just had a fabulous trip that you came back from.
Yes, yes. I feel refreshed and rejuvenated, and it was our one-year wedding anniversary. So, so excited about that to reach the 1 year mark. And we thought about, like, this time last year on our, you know, on our anniversary date, we said this time last year or the night before, we were like, we were as frantic and as stressed out as you can imagine planning a wedding and it just all coming together. So it just felt good. It felt good to relax and to just be with each other and not have all the distractions that surround us, whether it's work or all our kids and everything they got going on. And so it just felt really good. So it was great to celebrate 1 year. But what we also realized that this trip was, for us, it was a much needed break.
Right. I can imagine.
God. Yeah. So it's like, it's one thing to celebrate your 1 year anniversary, but oh my God, we were exhausted. Like we were just exhausted. Like our lives are so fulfilled between both of us being entrepreneurs and, you know, being an entrepreneur, your business does not, you know, end at 5 p.m.
Right.
You know, so you are like always just turned on.
Right.
You know, you're always turned on, whether it's the evenings, whether it's the weekends. It's like, you know, it's just nonstop. And then you couple that with, you know, raising a host of teenagers and young adults.
Right.
And that ain't no joke.
Right, okay. Right, because I got one, and I swear on everything I love, some days I just like, what today?
Girl, it's not just always something, it is always something.
Right.
Like, always. So, between balancing, you know, that, and then even trying to keep, you know, throw in our little me time.
Because right.
Our me time always consists of us going to games together. You know, we go.
That's
we go
where y'all to, met, though.
That's so. Where we met, right? We met at a basketball game. But we also, like, it's we have to even kind of step away from that. Like, okay,
right.
Just because we go to a game together,
that is not quality time.
Us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's not quality time. Like, we need to physically go somewhere else. Go out to dinner. Go to a movie. We don't have a whole lot of time to do that. But we still have to take the time to do that.
Right.
It's important. It's just as important as, you know, as how committed we are to our children.
Right.
So so it was good.
Because they're going to leave one day.
Girl, they're going
to
leave.
That's what Big Daryl used to say to me. You know, one day they're going to be gone. So you got to make, because I remember when I graduated high school, I had like three close friends who parents got divorced like right after we graduated.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I thought your parents were like so. And one girl was like, girl, my dad been sleeping in the basement for 4 years. Like,
wow.
It's almost like he was just waiting on her to graduate. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So I think it is easy to get caught up in your kids.
Oh, it is.
I mean, even as a single person dating sometimes, well, when I do take the time to, and it's interesting because I think that was my revolution this week for myself, is that I always talk about, oh, I want a relationship. And I do want a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I be tired. And so sometimes it is hard. Like this week I had two little, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I can't. I just, after sitting in that doggone baseball field, I've been on the road, you know. And they don't give you a lot of time. And I don't know if it's because, when I say they guys, like, they, you got to be really super duper engaged. or they feel some type of way.
But you know what? The right person will make you feel motivated to do that.
Right.
Even after all your exhaustion with right. the kids. Because right. at the end of the day, doggone it, mama needs some attention.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Mama, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, these mm-hmm. mamas, we do need our attention. Mm-hmm. We devote so much to everything else, our right. businesses, our children, you know, our husbands, our, you know, significant whatever. But we also need that time and attention, not just for ourselves, but even with, you know.
Absolutely. No question. But mm-hmm. you know what I find interesting, too? When you date, do you have to, well, you married now, but when you were dating, did you have to date one person? I think guys be taken aback that I am honest, like I'm going out. If you ask me, I'm like, yeah, I went out with somebody else. What's wrong with that? We're not in a committed relationship. But no. I feel like sometimes men think you're supposed to be right out the gate just only going out with them.
But you know what? Men are
that's territorial.
Just, yeah, they're very territorial. So, you know, they naturally think that way. But I
then
mean,
don't ask me.
Don't ask.
Don't ask.
If you don't
want to
know the truth.
Right. Because yeah. I don't want to mislead somebody. But I guess if I meet the one, then I'm going to.
But
not
you don't even know he's
go...
the one off the rip, you know?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So if I go out with you once or twice, I mean, the guy flat out had an attitude with me. I was like, this ain't going to work. Because I can't be stressed out with one other thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was cool. I wanted to go out with him again. But I wasn't going to just. This is the only person I'm going out with.
Yeah. But still, even. I like you. Like, even when I was out in the dating world, it was too much for me to try to juggle. Like,
right.
I can't. It was too much. It was yeah. too much. Like, if I'm with you, I'm with you. Even if I'm just dating, like, I don't have the time to invest in all these different, you know, dating outings. Like, because we just don't have the time. But right. it's also still necessary, too, if you have not found the one
right.
that
That's
you want to go
saying,
out with.
Like, all the time. Yeah. Until you make yeah. a decision to be, you know, like, whatever. But also, dating older is something totally different, too, because it just takes... I have idiosyncrasies at this age. Little things can just throw me off.
Right.
And, yeah, so we'll talk about that another time. But anyway, so that's kind of how my week went. Out yeah. between baseball and you know, having a little time and, you know, DJ, well, where you going? I'm like, if you don't fall back, you're going to be out of here in 2 years. And he gone most of the time anyway. That's why I become more deliberate about dating.
Keisha, you almost have to. And that's what even me and my husband had to recognize, that, you know, we're pouring everything we have into these children. And at the end of the day, if we are not pouring as much into our relationship as right. we are into these children, you know, like, most of ours are on our way out the door, right?
Right.
And the reality is... It's the commonalities that we have. We both love attending our children's sporting events. We both are basketball heads. Like, so we enjoy just each other's company, even outside of not, you know, anything kid related.
Right.
But we still have to be so intentional about carving out that space and time for us, even if it's just a couple of hours.
Right.
You know, like, you we have to be intentional about that, because, you know, they at the end of the day are going to do them.
They are gonna do them.
Like, my 15-year-old the other day, he came in my room and laid on my bed, and he was like, Mom, I want to go over to my friend's house. And I said, okay, I'll let you go if you just kind of snuggle with me for a minute.
Oh my God.
And, you know, he was so offended by that. He like was like, oh, you get on my nerves. I'm like, you know what? You are my baby boy. Like, can you just let me have my moment? I don't ask for these moments often. You
right.
know? Just let me have my moment every now and then. But he just was so annoyed by me, and I ended up calling him an asshole.
I saw it on your Insta story.
Yeah, and I just did not appreciate that. But they do. They have their own lives mm-hmm. and are coming into their own, and we have to respect that as parents.
Absolutely.
You know, we do. We have to respect that as parents, but
it's still hard.
It's hard.
It's a process.
It is hard.
It's a process, definitely. So let's flow right on into our next segment, where we call this Keeping It Real. Let's mm-hmm. keep it real. We're still kind of playing with names, but basically we're going to just keep it real on a couple
yes.
of topics.
Yes.
So I want to kind of touch base on, as a curvier girl, because mm-hmm. I don't really like when they say plus size. What the hell does that mean?
Full figure.
Now, see, I don't like that.
My bad.
It take a skinny hell for the cause. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I like extra curvy, okay?
Thickums?
Usually don't keep offending us, huh? All right, we're going to be... Okay, all right. No, y'all know you ain't... No. She ain't hard to find. No. Me and my crew, we'll get you. First...
No, and now, come on now. In the urban world, we like the thick term is, well, that's a compliment.
Yeah, it is. But what the problem is in the African-American community, we taken thick too far. Because I remember when I was thick. Now I'm big. Okay, so I got some work. I crossed over. I've gotten into a dangerous territory. So I am working on some things. But anyway, speaking of, I always get a lot of compliments on how I carry myself and how I dress. And I think a lot of it is because my other girls who may be a little extra curvy as I am, they wonder, like, you know, you're always so well put together. Now, first of all, so I'm gonna talk about something. I kind of feel like it's a fashion faux pas.
Mm-hmm.
But big girl, and not all big girls, because I see some of you little heifers around here needing a girdle. So we're going to talk about girdles, okay? And that girdles are very important,
mm-hmm.
okay, to looking well put together.
Right.
And it's, and I'm not talking about waist trainers.
Okay.
I'm talking about a girdle to pull you
like
together.
Like Spanx?
Spanx, but sometimes I graduated from Spanx.
Okay.
I had to get someone a little bit more oomph.
Okay, so it goes Spanx and then girdle. Girdle
well,
is more
Spanx
support.
Spanx is a girdle. It's some form of a girdle, but it's like a thick stocking to me.
Got it.
And I had to graduate from Spanx because they weren't doing enough.
Okay.
So I had to go to the kind where they got clips in the back.
Okay.
I used to wear. But it's very important to invest in a good girdle because oftentimes I see my sisters and y'all be needing some girdles.
Yeah.
And I have girdles that are 4-hour girdles. Like the other day I had a 12-hour day, but I had on my 6-hour girdle. So as I was sitting in traffic, I had to come out of it. I just couldn't take it.
No, you telling me no, real talk. They label them 6-hour, like 4-hour girdle, 6-hour, like no.
No, B, I just know what I can
sorry.
Take.
Okay,
sometimes you are so blunt.
Oh my God. I'm curious. No, I haven't graduated into the girdle world yet. I'm getting there, and we'll talk about that, but go ahead.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like, I just know what I personally can take. So those that if I'm going to a meeting
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be back home within a couple of hours, I have one that I wear.
Okay.
But it is the one that had me like, cow.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
Snatched. Okay.
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 So I wear that one. Well, the other day, my day got longer than the 6 hours I planned to be out, four
okay.
to 6 hours. And so I was sitting in traffic and I just couldn't take it no more.
Yeah.
I literally put the car in park
mm-hmm.
and I just had to roll up out that sucker.
Yeah.
I just had to because I was taking shallow breaths as it was and I just couldn't do it no more.
Yeah.
I had to just come out of it. But I just think it's important for women to know it's okay. And I think a lot of times women have a hard time accepting that they need to wear a girdle. And it's not just curvier girls. I see little girls with big stomachs and I don't know. Sometimes I think, is it better to be just big or over? Or to be little with a big stomach. I don't think a big stomach is ever good, but I don't know. I think it stands out more when you're little.
I'd have to agree, Keisha.
Yeah,
I'd have to agree.
I kind of think if you're going to, you know what I'm saying, like, be, at least there's balance when we're big all over. But you little heifers, and then y'all got them big stomachs, and you know, because you didn't have babies or whatever, eating too many carbs, and it just all went to your stomach. I don't know. But
but you know what? And I got to touch on this, because I'm not plus size, or,
mm-hmm.
but... In my own right, I've gained some weight. You know, I've
some
always
happy
been
weight.
Some happy weight, happy fat. My mama calls it happy fat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've always had an athletic build. I'm a former mm-hmm. basketball player. But as you get older, that metabolism slows down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're just going to pack on some pounds mm-hmm. here and there. And so mm-hmm. I've experienced that, especially mm-hmm. since I've gotten married. I've probably gained about 20 pounds since
mm-hmm.
I've gotten married.
Mm-hmm.
And but my cousin mentioned something to me the other day. She said, well, Brandy, you look good in everything you wear. And I'm like, but you know what? I'm cognizant of what is flattering on me and what's not. Because I got a little pouch too,
mm-hmm.
but trust and believe, I'm not gonna put on a form-fitted dress to, you know, bring attention to that pouch.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But then we talk about the girdles. Like I could have easily put on a girdle, but I have some feelings about that.
And that's what I wanted to talk to you
yeah.
about.
Yeah. No.
Meanwhile, making the rest, you wanted to look at what I was talking.
Right. But at
it's
least
time.
This episode is for me.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah. This episode is dedicated to you. I wanted to tell you.
I can't stand you.
Oh, I'm so glad that was an easy segue, girl. So let me just go and tell you.
You get on my nerves. Oh, I can't stand you.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of times you smaller women feel like y'all don't need them. And I'll be like, girl, you was real cute, but that girl would have took you right all over the top of fabulous. Okay.
Oh my God. But no, I feel you though. And I feel like I'm there to the point where I need a girdle, but I have such, I'm prideful. Mm-hmm. And don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. I don't, maybe it's because I'm a former athlete. I feel like, no, you're going to work out. You're going to get in the gym. You're going to eat right. You're going to do what you need to do so you don't have to wear a girdle.
Right.
You know, so I don't know why I have these strong feelings around it. Like, mm-hmm. get over it, B. You 40 plus, you know, it's okay. It's okay mm-hmm. to just wear a damn girdle.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think that maybe, I mean, I get it. I mean, I can't relate to the whole being an athlete thing. That's never been my thing. I played basketball for 3 games. And I was like,
In high school.
I stayed in the paint all the time. I had got a 3-second violation. Is that what it is, 3 seconds?
Yeah, 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I didn't even know what they was yelling at me for. I was like, this is not for me. He's just trying to make me do this because I'm tall. But yeah, I think that a lot of times people be in denial or like you said, they're just like, I'm going to just work out. But my thing is just wear the girdle until you get there.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
Or don't wear clothes that are going to reveal your pouch.
Right.
Exactly. Like, that's what I do. I'm not going to put on a super tight dress if I know my little pouch is exposed. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to just mm-hmm. camouflage that until I can, you know, either get on the right plan and work mm-hmm. some stuff out. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm going to try Spanx and a girdle.
Well, Spanx, you don't need a girdle. I will say that.
Okay.
But I think Spanx is a form of girdle. I think you would be amazed at, like, what that would do to kind of sleep. Just a little bump that you have.
Yeah.
Out. So maybe try Spanx. But I think because we work in a, you know, we're realtors. And so I see a lot of realtor pages that yeah. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know if they selling real estate or they just got the houses.
They doing the most.
They doing the most.
They doing the most.
You know,
so we're going to keep it real on that case.
I got to keep it real. That's the only thing I know how to do. You know how I roll. Listen,
because you've done videos about
that. I have done videos about that on my
own. You think you struck some nerves?
Oh, I definitely stress some nerves. I had some people in my DM behind that, but I ain't no punk. So it don't bother me if you come in my
Zone
DM,
4, baby,
all day, every day. So if you come to me and say, well, I don't have time to manage 2 pages.
Yeah.
So if that's what you want to do, if you had that kind of time to manage 2 pages, then so be it. But I'm telling you, and I did it because of a younger agent that reached out to me and I went to her page and I just told her, I said, it's going to be difficult for you to work with couples.
Yeah.
Because wives and girlfriends, they're first of all, clients are looking at your social media.
Absolutely.
Flat out. They're mm-hmm. looking at your social media to kind of see who you are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, if they are not comfortable, because every time you're not going to be able to meet, sometimes you're not able to meet with both people.
Right.
A wife or a girlfriend needs to be comfortable that you're not going to be inappropriately dressed around her man.
Right.
And so if, I mean, I literally went to one agent's page. I think we went to the thing for that. Remember that? You had to leave to go get some Chick-fil-A because you was hungry. I said, this half forgot. Let's leave it this whole thing. Because she said, I just can't take it anymore. I got to go eat. But we knew it wasn't for us. But anyway, I digress. And she was in a pool, bare-chested, with her hands like this, on her real estate page.
Mm.
I was like, okay, we've turned a corner here.
Mm.
And one of the things I remember that Sheila Maddox, Lisa Robinson, Venice Brinkley, all of those agents that I looked up to, was just your appearance is super important.
Absolutely.
And so it speaks before you do.
Yeah.
And so you have to present a professional image at all times. Mm-hmm. And don't get caught up in the fact that a lot of people, let them do them.
Yeah.
But if you want to be taken seriously in this business,
yeah.
and have longevity.
Right.
You have to present a certain image.
Yeah, unless you are marketing to a certain demographic. Like, if you just want to market a man, you know?
Right, absolutely.
But trust and believe, those men are not just going to want to buy a house. They're going to want a little extra.
Exactly. Okay? They're going to want
something
extra. So you're
going to have to deal that. You're going to have to deal with that. If you're trying to represent yourself as a professional,
right?
You know, but you present yourself in a different aspect, just know that all that extraness is going to come with a territory.
And a lot of times they'll string you along long enough to make you think they're going to do business
Absolutely.
With you and then go do the real business with somebody else.
Yes.
Real talk.
Because yep.
I've worked with several single guys. Some of them are still my good friends today, but you know, but they, like I said, they may play, but when it's time to do some business, they're not going to look at you the same way when it's time to go do business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just got to be careful with that kind of thing. So that's my keep it real on that, the professionalism and the lack of that which I see sometimes out here in our industry.
But, you know, and it's also our responsibility as seasoned agents
right.
to even bring that to their attention.
Right.
You
Absolutely.
Know, like you can't, I mean, I don't have formal relationships with a lot of, you know, younger women, but those I do. That are new in the industry, you know, I would absolutely say something to them about
Absolutely.
That. But it's good that you've even put it out
yeah.
on yours, because you have a lot of, you know, agent followers.
Right.
So, you know, even if they're not hearing it from us personally, the message is out there.
Absolutely.
And it's important.
Absolutely.
Because we all want, we want each other to win.
Absolutely.
You know, and at the end of the day, like, that's how you said, longevity in this business. If you're not just a fly-by-night agent, and it's a lot of those that get
Absolutely.
In the business.
A lot.
Realize how hard it is.
Huh.
And they are out,
yep.
you know, within that next year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're looking to sustain yourself in this industry and be someone that, you know, like you mentioned, the names that you just mentioned, Lisa Robinson, Sheila Maddox, Denise
right.
Brinkley Walker, like, those women are powerhouses. But trust me, trust and believe, even when they were new agents, they presented themselves in a certain fashion that made
right.
you respect them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. And I think that I do agree with that. It's part of our responsibility, because we do, especially me, I have a lot of new, younger agents that follow me because I have kind of gotten into this whole real estate tip thing. So
yeah.
I think a lot of followers follow me because of that. So I just, that's the only way I can do it, is keep it real with you. And then sometimes I'm not going to be for that person, and then that's why they can always click that unfollow button.
Yes, unfollow.
But anyway, that's that on that.
Well, I think that's a good segue into our next segment. Ish My Kids Did This Week.
Oh my God.
Keisha. You know what? And we could even do that, Ish My Kids Did Today.
Right.
Because, you know, it's always
it's
something.
It's always something.
It's always something.
Absolutely.
But we're going to say this week. So we got to, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but we definitely have something that we can share that, what, you know, our kids have done.
Well, like, whatever happened, remember when we were out to dinner like a week or so, or two, maybe 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
and something kept coming up on your card from Deal?
So, yeah, so I'm out enjoying a dinner with my girlfriends. You know, we don't get that often. So we just having drinks and dinner, and I'm looking at my email. I get this email that pops up about this charge. And I'm like, what is this? So I go to my account, you know, my little app, and I'm looking at my account, and I see this $280 charge. I'm like, what the hell is this? So as I continued, it was, you know, it was labeled, you know, I can't remember exactly what it was, but
I Googled it.
She Googled what it was, and she explained to me, she was like, well, Brandy, that's, Keisha Googled it, and she said, Brandy, that's this, what was it, Keisha?
It was like a shoe investment, something like with tennis, with sneakers, and it was something that he was ultimately going to make money on, so he thought, but it was a subscription.
A monthly subscription.
It was a monthly subscription with like $280 that he done in your car.
I'm like, what the? So, girl, I couldn't even finish.
You
had a drink in my hand. I put that drink down. So I called my son. I said, what the heck is this on my card? Like, what are you doing? And so he's like, oh, mama, I was going to tell you about that. That's, he said, you know, it wasn't supposed to be every month. You know, I signed up for it. And I'm like, first of all, how'd you get my card info?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is this all this happening? It's like,
all around just, you.
All
right.
around me. I'm trying to figure all this out. Like, how did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he had downloaded an app, which I don't know, it was Uber or something, but he said my card info had locked in his phone. How convenient.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
How convenient. So, you know, we canceled it right then and there. We mm-hmm. we figured out how to cancel it. But it's just, you know, they you know, mean no harm.
Right.
But they just have to be checked. Like,
they
have to be monitored. Like, you can't, you know, let anything just be. And that was a teachable moment for him, too.
Right.
You know, like, you can't just be signing up for stuff. Like, you have
right.
no, you got to read the fine print. Nothing is free. Like, you
got
to understand, like, all this stuff, that's $280 wasted. Like, you are about to work this off. You
exactly.
don't understand, like. You are indebted to me now.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, this week with DJ, I mean, first of all, the whole money thing. I mean, he catch Uber like it's free. You know, he's like, I'm going to just go over to so-and-so. And he, just like today when we were here, he was texting me talking about, so I'm getting ready to go to such and such. And I'm like, are you asking me or are you telling me? Like, you do not run my house. But he has been in a space lately where, and you know, we do so much for them.
Yes.
You know, we do. We go so hard for them. And he just been having an air about him lately. Mm. I cannot put my finger on it, but I do know, because, you know, we have a special place in my garage. Yeah, well, we box.
Oh.
I box, he takes the impact.
Okay.
Yeah, I have had to do it with him. It's usually like every 8 to 12 months.
Okay.
But I feel.
Were you were like real gloves, or you just hitting them with your fist?
Well, you know, I don't want to say hit because defects might listen, but. I'm an old school mama, and if you try me, and if you lie to me, it's a chance that we could end up in the garage. Yeah, he knows absolutely. What it means when I say that. And the reason this is the garage is because he used to run from me.
Mm.
And I can't catch him.
He got nowhere to go in the garage.
In the garage, he ain't got nowhere to go, girl. Mm. So we just, that's our own.
Go to the garage. I love that.
Well, what I do is I let him come home and he's comfortable. And so I open the garage to let him in and then I don't let him in the house.
Uh-huh.
I close the garage door. So that's just the space we have.
Yeah.
So after a couple of times around that car, he tired. So I say, listen, if I got to go circle around this truck one more time, it's going to be worse. You know what I mean?
I know you tired too.
Yeah, you already see I'm struggling. Been getting up, going to effect, and girl, anyway. So he has an attitude. So the other day I told him he had to go to his trainer. I was leaving out the house. He was walking down, back the garbage down the driveway. And he just dropped his head and walked away with an attitude. And I put the car in park. I said, come back here. And I said, don't get an attitude with me because this is what you asked for.
Mm.
You want to make it to the big leagues? This is what it takes.
Yeah.
And I said, but you don't have to do this because this is $600 a month for a trainer. I don't have to pay.
Right.
So, but don't say nothing else to me about playing outside of Sandtown.
Right.
If you don't want to go train.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He told me, I don't have an attitude, and walked off. And I said to myself, because where I was at that time, I was running late to get to an appointment. If it had went down right then, we wouldn't even gonna make it to the garage. We were just gonna be rolling in the yard.
Mm.
But it's like, I said to him, what do you have an attitude for? All you doing is eating me out of house and home, playing Fortnite, and going to baseball game tournaments. And I'm the one driving and just everything else, sweating in these damn hot baseball parks, like these po-bunk towns, girl. It's just so frustrating. So I'm like, what is your attitude for?
Like, they don't get it, Keith.
I mean, they don't get it. And it's sometimes I feel like, did I do something? You know, because I tried to be very conscious and not overcompensate. I did overcompensate when his dad first died. I'd be the first one to say that I didn't know what else to do to try to take away his sadness.
Right.
So I do know that I overcompensated a little bit. Plus, I was drinking. You know what I'm saying? So anything that I can give, leave me the hell alone so I can enjoy my pain in peace. You know what I mean? But yeah, so it's just sometimes I'm like, it just irritates me. And I feel like we just close to having a garage moment.
But you know, here's something I have to remind myself and even remind my husband. Like, as teenagers, their brains are not fully developed.
Right.
So, yeah. you know, and it's like you have to have a certain level of patience with them, because if you don't, like, you will lose it.
Right.
You will completely lose it.
Absolutely.
Like, some of the things that they do, like, is so mind-boggling
right.
that it's like, oh, my God, like, what is... It's something really wrong with you.
Right.
Like, how don't you get this?
Right.
You know, how don't you understand that, like, the consequence...
Of your actions.
Right. That could happen as a result of this you doing this.
Right. Plus the goofiness that I think comes along, too. Like, DJ sometimes does stuff, and I just have to say, and this is why I think, you know, I drank for the first 3 months I was pregnant, right? But I didn't know I was pregnant, okay? Daryl and I had gone to Jamaica. You know, we got married in Jamaica, so we used to go back every year for, like, around our anniversary time and just to hang out. And I was feeling a little weird, but I took a pregnancy test in Jamaica. Girl, you know they ain't got no FDA over there. So it said negative. So I felt like, what's the problem? So I kept doing me. And one day my sister came home and asked me for a personal item, and I said, you know, I don't have, as a matter of fact, I haven't bought any in a couple of months. She was like, you probably pregnant. I said, girl, please. Because I had been on the pill for like 40 years. And they say you have to be off the pill so long
right.
before you can get pregnant. Well, honey, that was a lie. Because I was 13 weeks.
Wow.
When I finally went to the doctor, I was pregnant. Girl,
I was
devastated.
You think your... habits at that time.
The habits at
that
time.
Has contributed to...
He's slow sometimes.
No, girl. That boy
sometimes
slow.
I think... When I say slow, because I don't want to offend nobody,
he's
but sometimes
a teenager.
He acts like he is... That bread is not fully baked.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, maybe it is the teenage thing, but I'm telling... And I can remember my brother being a little dingy.
No, and boys are just different. I'm telling
you,
boys, they from a developmental standpoint, they're just, they take a little longer, you know, and they just take a little longer. So we do. We that's why we need those little girlfriend meetup sessions.
Girl.
Okay?
What you say?
Like, I'm telling you, like, if there was not the whole work-life balance piece that we have to create a time to carve in for our little meetups, our little hour, you know, get-togethers where we can just have a drink and just talk, just release and just unwind. Like,
and them
it's
group
so
texts
necessary.
In the interim, them group texts in the interim, honey, because some days it'd be like, girl, our group texts be lit.
Oh, they
we try to be like, oh my God, I can't take one more day. Maybe texting like, girl, I'm dying in this hospital. But, you know, and it's interesting because I remember when you first got married, or even it was as you got engaged, or was it when you first got married, I kind of pulled back from you, remember?
Right.
And you sent me a message like, this ain't right. And we end up having lunch.
I was offended.
Yeah, and I get it. But I think, and that's another thing about girlfriends, we have to always communicate, because I thought I was doing you a service by falling back and letting you completely be in your marriage. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm still single, dating and this and that and blah, 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 blah. So I just felt like it's what you kind of needed. And so that's why I did that.
But I can appreciate the thoughtfulness behind it. But what I had to help you understand was that I am married and I am devoted to my husband and my family and my, you know, children and all that. But I still need my girlfriends.
Yeah.
Okay. And you still, I don't care what's going on in your world, you still need your girlfriends.
Yeah.
So, you know, the pull up was probably even a little needed, because it is trying to find that balance between, you know, your relationship and your, you know, just trying to manage your friendships. Like, mm-hmm. it is an adjustment at first.
Yeah.
It's an adjustment. And you don't want anybody to feel like you're not giving enough, you know, or, you know, you can't leave that world alone. And it's like, no, it's not that. But until we can kind of, you know, figure it all out to where it just kind of flows,
mm-hmm.
you know. So maybe that space was needed in the very beginning.
Yeah.
But it wasn't going to be that much longer, because I'm like, right. I got to have my quiche.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just mandatory, okay?
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. But, yeah, I think sometimes as girlfriends, we think we're doing a favor to one. And then it's like, no. I need my girl. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But that's what it is. It's always, like you said, it's something every day with these kids. It's always something going on. And, you know, we do the best we can with what we know at the time as mamas. That's
all we can do.
Yeah.
That is all we can do.
Definitely.
So, something else interesting, a segment that we want to chat about is what's in your DMs? What's in your DMs? So, you know, we have both kind of created a pretty significant platform on social media as a result of, you know, not just real estate, but sharing a piece of our personal lives that I think is relatable and people can relate to us, and they appreciate our openness and mm-hmm. just how we, you know, are just transparent about raising kids and just balancing it all. So I think people can identify with that, and that's why, you know, they follow us.
Absolutely.
So you know, we do get messages on occasion, and I think that's something we kind of want to touch on.
Yeah, I get a lot of DMs, and of course, a lot of the DMs that I get are primarily about real estate. What did you do? How did you go? What school? And this and that. And that's why last week when somebody sent me a message saying, "What do you think I should do about XYZ?" And I posted an Insta story like, "I don't damn know. I don't even know you." So like, y'all be asking me questions. Like, I mean, y'all be wanting me to help you figure your life out. I'm over here just hanging on by a thread, running on my own life. So, you know, when it comes down to real estate, I just say, you know, reference the videos. I've been dropping free game to y'all for like almost 2 years in terms of real estate. There is no formula other than the fact that you have to be willing to work hard and be consistent. And consistency is the one thing I think I don't think I know that I struggle with sometimes in the business, but that's the answer for that. But that is what mostly is in my DMs. But I will tell you what I have gotten a lot as of late, because I'm very transparent on my stories. And a couple of months ago, I had a bout of, you know, I deal with depression sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I was off of social media for like 12 days or something like that. And I had so many messages in there about that.
Yeah.
And I just came back and did a video and told people why I wasn't on social media.
Right.
I was struggling and, you know, I was just going through.
So, and I gotta touch on that too, because when Keisha, we refer to it, like the people that are close to her, we refer to it as her going dark, you know, because she will just totally just fall off the map, you know, where mm-hmm. she ain't answering no calls, she ain't responding no text messages, you know. And I found myself, I'm like, no, you don't have the freedom to just do this.
Yeah,
you know?
She sent me a dissertation. Is that what you call it?
I sent you a dissertation.
Yeah,
so she had that moment where she wasn't responding to no emails or not emails. She wasn't responding to no calls or text messages. So I politely, and I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning writing this dissertation.
It was long. I figured it took you some time.
It took me some time because I was frustrated, and I feel like, okay, she has the right to feel how she feels, but she needs to understand how that impacts the people that cares about her,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I felt like she was being selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all are entitled to have our pity parties,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I know I can't, it's certain things that she and I share as far as, you know, the hurts and the you know, tragedies we've had to endure, but she has had other experiences that I can't necessarily relate to. And so I always empathize with her, you know, whenever she pulls back like this, because I want to be sensitive to that, but also want to make sure she's just okay. Mm-hmm. You know, like that, like I need to know you're okay. Like, and even if it's a, you know, waving your hand or just a smoke signal or something, trust and believe, I'm going to get that. I need to have that. I need to know that you are okay. So I'm going to go that extra mile. I'm going to send you that dissertation. I'm going to go to your gate and I'm going to go to your house. You know, I need to know, like, for the comfort of my I need peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? I, as your friend, need that.
I get it. And I think that because you did write that dissertation, because it was long, I was like, what the hell is this? Because I've done it for years. I started kind of going inward when Daryl died. I just felt like it was just the way I processed things. And I mean, I had my brother and my sister like, hey, man, we don't know if, because I live in, my house is gated. And so people will be, I mean, I had people who, I just watch them on the camera sit at the gate, you know, and I wouldn't let them in.
Just rude.
But when you're in pain, and that's going dark is what it is.
Yeah.
You're in pain, you're shutting off from the world, because for me, as selfish as it may have seemed to my friends and my family, for me, I feel like it's selfish when you're in a certain space to go around people. Like, I'm in the most negative space and place in my life right now. I don't want to bring this energy around you. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to process this for as long as it takes, and as however many long, all the episodes I'm going to watch, and, you know, or whatever, to get to the other side. But I will tell you, this year, there were two significant things that really spoke to me. One was Brandy's dissertation, because Brandy is, I tease her all the time because she doesn't like having fierce conversations.
She has fierce conversations. I have challenges with that at times.
She doesn't really like having fierce conversations. And I'm the person who's like, I'm like right down on front.
Tell it like it is.
So when Brandy, who doesn't like having fierce conversations, sent me that fierce email, I knew she was coming from a place of concern. She was offended. She was hurt. But she also really was mostly concerned.
Yeah.
And so, and the other one was Mother's Day weekend. I had a long text conversation back and forth with my girlfriend, Ming.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like a little sister to me. And boy, she gave it to me. Mm. Like, she gave it in a loving way, but she gave it to me.
Yeah.
And talked about how when she went through, last year she lost her grandmother, she went through a time of depression and talked about what she lost in that space of not being active in her business.
Right.
And just said, you know, she just, I mean, it was like, again, from a loving place, but two people who I love dearly to come to me, two women I respect a lot in business and just that I know truly, genuinely love me, I knew I had to do something.
Yeah.
And so that's when I started back counseling. Mm. And then I started going to the gym every morning.
Mm.
And the gym hasn't been so much the weight loss, because I'd be eating after I leave the gym. I went by the Beautiful a few times and get them whole wheat pancakes. And but it's helped my chemical balance.
Yeah.
So I have found that going to the gym has helped me not get into that space.
Right.
And just making a decision, being more conscious and more cognizant of when I start feeling myself kind of go there, being active about what I need to do not to go into that space. Mm. But, and we kind of got off on a tangent, but I think it's important because we have seen so much pain, folks that we think have it all, taking their own lives.
Right.
And, you know, and I think it's so easy to judge people who make that final decision. But I think the last thing you are is weak. I hope people get help. And you know, I know everybody isn't blessed enough to have the support that I have that of people that won't let me, you know, but I get it. And so I think that opened up a whole nother group of people that started reaching out to me. And I had no idea how many people struggle with the same thing. A lot of mamas.
Yeah.
A lot of mamas are like, you know, I've been in my room in tears and I got three kids out on the other side of the door calling my name, but I just don't have it to get up and, you know, handle that right now.
That's strong.
And it's a lot of mamas who are doing it by themselves. And then there are those that have husbands and they can't understand, you know, so it's tough. But I always just say you have to get counseling, try to get in the gym or something that you do every day that's just for you. Something about getting up at 4:45 in the morning when it's quiet and having that time just for myself before DJ is up or asking me for anything or he's hungry or whatever we're gonna do today, I'm bored, and just taking that time for just me and God on my way to the gym has helped me tremendously.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
Yeah, it really, really has. And I haven't had any more dissertations from B either.
Yeah, yeah. You'll get those when it's needed.
Right.
You know. Don't think it's over.
So that's a lot of what's been in my DMs. Moms just saying, how do you balance it all? I don't know how I balance it because I haven't figured that part out. But I do know that I have to be active in my healthy, to stay healthy mentally first and foremost, because without your mind being strong, it's hard to even do anything else.
Yeah.
But we have to be deliberate,
yeah,
about taking the necessary steps to get the help that we need. And there's nothing wrong with it. And a lot of times I think Black people feel like getting therapy, going to talk to a therapist, is something wrong with that. And I think because in our culture,
it's taboo.
You know, it's like we can pray everything away. And I'm going to tell you, ain't nothing been good for me like a Wellbutrin on my tongue and a good counseling session. Now, I did have to start letting the therapist run the session. Because, you know, remember I told you I stopped.
Yeah,
I didn't go.
Because
she always wanted to talk about stuff I didn't want to talk about. So I would leave my sessions early. And finally, she said, look, you can keep leaving these sessions early every Friday. But we're going to talk about it. This is the next step in what we need to do to get you to this place.
Right.
But because I be thinking it's about one thing, and it's so much more.
Yeah.
It's so much more. So, you know, so that's a lot of what's been in my DMs. And I don't have nothing behind my name. I ain't even graduated college. I already told y'all that. But I've lived and got on the other side of some painful things. So that, you know, anytime I can help you guys from that perspective. But what I just mentioned about the necessary steps I feel like you need to take, I just start with that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of what's been in my DMs.
And what I can appreciate about you, even Keisha, like as far as the whole DM piece and people, you know, sending messages about, you know, how'd you get in real estate and this and that. And it is virtually impossible to respond to every DM about how'd you get in real estate. Because, you know, our worlds are so crazy busy that, you know, you got to manage time to respond to even your clients.
Yes.
So, you know, but part of the platform we've grown on social media, we have a responsibility to respond to people and this and that. But it's like some of the questions that you get about, oh, well, what school should I go to? What school did you recommend? And things like that. I'm like, part of me is like, when I was getting into business, I swear, if I had one question to ask of somebody who I deemed successful or like on top of their game, it would not be, what school do you think I should go to?
Exactly.
Like, if you're going to take my time to ask me something as simple as that,
right,
that you can go to Google and figure out, you know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly.
So it's certain things you have to be a little more resourceful,
right,
you know, and responsible to like, let me figure at least this piece out.
Exactly.
And if I'm going to carve out, you know, a couple minutes of your time, let it be something worthwhile. Like, I'm not going to tell you I can't tell you what school to go to.
Exactly.
I went to school in Chicago and, you know, I'm familiar with schools here, but I'm not going to take the time out. I just don't have that kind of time.
And at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even matter, because all I'm going to teach the same thing in terms of getting your license, because at the end of the day, getting your license is going to end up being the easy part. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's going to end up being the easy part. Although there are several people that take it a lot, and there's nothing wrong with that. I took it twice, took the test and that kind of stuff. But I agree. If it's something you can learn on Google, and if you do have the opportunity for someone like us to respond, please don't make it about what school did we attend. Like, you know, if you get the opportunity to speak with us about something. And to piggyback on that, I had an agent the other day. She told me she had bought the book. And so I took the time to respond to her and actually talk to her.
Mm.
And she, every question that I asked her, she had a objection for every answer I gave her.
Hmm.
And so she was like, you know, I think I just need to change companies. So I'm just going to put that down there on Front Street too. Y'all be running from company to company,
right,
thinking it's something about the company. And I asked her, have you done this, this, and this? And a lot of the stuff I put in there is very basic stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the stuff you need to do if you have not gotten any type of traction.
Yeah.
You know, and so moving from company to company is not the answer. I will tell you that. But I also would say, if you know it all, then don't be asking me nothing.
Yeah. And I'm like, because I of course get questions like that in comments, and I'm so grateful that you've even taken the time to put together a book that will, you know, what do I do next?
Right.
You know, because that's so many questions that we get, and I always
right.
defer people. I say, you need to go buy my girl's ebook. Yeah. I list Luxury. Just go to her page and you can download the ebook. $9.99. It's the best investment you'll ever make.
Yeah, okay? I appreciate the support.
So yeah, because that's important. Like, I don't have the time to drop all these jewels on. My life between all my kids,
right,
and my husband,
right,
and my business, I just don't have the time. And it makes me think about a time that not too long, I've maybe been in the business 3 years, and there was an agent that I was like, just like in awe of. She was just at the top of her game. She was doing luxury, and I was just getting into luxury. And so I was like, oh, let me send her an email, see if she'll do lunch with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sent her this email. And I was just so like, oh my God, I hope she, I can't wait to respond. Look, I can't wait to go to lunch. And I never got a response back. And I was a little crushed by that. It just hurt my little feelings, right? But then I said, well, you know what? She just, maybe she just didn't get it, or maybe it went to spam, or just maybe she maybe she didn't have time to respond. But I look at myself now in the position that I'm in.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? I kind of get it.
Right.
Because I don't have the time to respond to every single email. But I'm going to tell you what it did for me in that moment when she didn't respond. It kind of gave me some fuel, some motivation. Let me just do a little more on my own.
Right.
You know, let me go take some classes. I want to sit down with her and pick her brain about,
exactly,
you know, how she get into
your brain lunch.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
How did you get into luxury real estate? You know,
right.
What? So it's like, okay, I didn't get that.
Right.
So I kind of figured some stuff out on my own.
Right.
I got my certified luxury home marketing specialist designation.
Mm-hmm.
I took classes. Like, there are certain things that you can do on your own, okay?
Right.
That you're not necessarily going to have somebody to hold your hand and help you figure it out along the way.
Right.
You just got to, you got to be self-motivated, be a self-starter.
Right.
So people ask me like, well, you know, how have you had success in this business this long? I'm like, that is, you got to have some stick-with-itness.
Yeah.
And you also got to be in a position to say, I'm going to figure it out on my own, even
right,
if I don't have somebody here to tell me this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because this ain't that kind of business. And that's what I told a young lady the other day. And she said, I just need somebody that's going to, I said, I'm going to tell you right now, if you sitting around waiting on somebody who's going to just come in and say, hey, this is exactly, okay.
This is the blueprint.
There's nobody there, because there is no blueprint. I do business differently than Brandy. Brandy does it. I mean, we have some commonalities, obviously, as realtors, that we have to do everything, you know, pretty similarly. But you know, you just have to find your niche.
Yes.
And you have to find the way that you do it. You
yes.
know what I mean? So, and you're not going to make everybody happy every single time. But what I do find is that people look for a lot of applause. It kind of drives me crazy a little bit.
Mm.
I kind of see it in the younger people.
Yeah.
Where every little thing they do, they want you like,
yeah.
Okay. It's like, girl, you did your job.
Okay.
You know, it's exactly. Like, what do you want? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it can be a little like, a little extra, you know, they need a little bit more coddling than what I, and it's probably what has kept me from getting a like person to work with me every day.
Yeah.
Because first of all, I don't even want to talk every day.
Yeah.
That's just not even my personality. And you do when you have somebody working for you. You got to be like, hey, good morning. You
mm-hmm.
know, and I'm like, yeah, I don't really feel like talking.
You know, but our generations are a little different, you know,
definitely.
From the next, like, you know, we didn't have a lot of coddling and hand holding. We,
right.
We just had to do it.
Just had to
you
do
know,
it.
We had to do it. We weren't going to get no pat
work
on the back.
Work a starve.
We weren't going to get a cookie.
Right.
You know, like you just had to do it.
Right.
And you know, if, like, I think about as a single mother of three kids, like, you know, I just, it was a determination I had, but it was almost like, okay, if I don't do it, it's not going to get done.
Right.
You just got to do it. You just get in that mold where, you know, you can't be looking for a pat on the back or for somebody to say, oh, you know, you're doing a good job. And it's nice to hear that every now and then.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it just has to get done.
And it's no such thing as microwave. I mean, I think sometimes because the social media has allowed people to make money a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
So people want success really quickly.
Yeah.
You know, but it takes time and it takes a lot of sacrifice. I mean, I had DJ in a papoosh.
Yes.
Running around showing houses. You know what I mean? And even now, I mean, yesterday I had to show a house, then get out to Paulding County for a game and then leave there and go, you know, it's like, it's a lot. You
it's
have to
lot.
Be willing to put the work in, but I'm also not up there every day. Like I just did this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's mine. He's my responsibility. So it's what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
But I think sometimes people be looking for so much
yeah.
back, you know, when they don't get that, because kids don't come with instructions. I think, like I said, you do the best you can with what you know. But a lot of the questions that come to me at the DM is the reason why I don't check my DMs all the time, because y'all be asking me stuff that I done already talked about. So that's why the other day I think I got frustrated. I was like, I don't damn know what to tell you. I don't even know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I cannot play in your life when I'm holding on by my teeth some days on my
yeah,
life.
And that's what people don't understand. Like, I don't necessarily express all the frustration because I don't. This business is frustrating.
Yes.
You know, it
yes.
is managing
yes.
people's lives and
yes.
the emotions that come along with that. Like, you're not just wearing a realtor hat. You're wearing a therapist hat.
Oh, my gosh.
You're wearing a, you know, you are the quarterback. You're trying to keep everybody on the same page.
You going to use a sports analogy on me?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know nothing about sports.
I know. Well, especially not football. Let me try to use a baseball analogy. But it is. It is a lot to manage.
Yeah.
And you know, and I'm not necessarily the one to put all that. I don't want to put that aspect of it out there. I'm going to let you know that it's a lot. But, you know, you just don't want to go there. You just don't
yeah.
want to go there. And so, but the reality is it is a balancing act.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you don't want to project all the negativity that comes along with it. You want people to understand, like, I'm good at I'm good at managing all of it. Okay. Right. Yeah, because it is a balancing act. And just because, you know, the frustrations that come along with it, you also want to project that, you know what, we work extremely hard and you get a nice little paycheck at the end of the day.
Right.
But you've earned every single penny.
Every
okay.
Penny.
You have earned
penny,
every
penny.
Single penny.
Yes, absolutely. And again, like what Brandy said, one of her biggest reasons for getting into real estate was the flexibility that it allows, because I look at my son sometimes and I, you know, when he's getting ready to get on that mound and pitch, and he'll look up at me and he just need a couple of words. And I thank God that I'm able to be there to give it to him.
Yeah.
You know, there's no price you can put on that.
Absolutely.
You know, because I know in a couple of years he'll be going off to college somewhere and I won't be able to be at every game, you
right.
know. But so, yeah, it means the world to me that this business affords so many positive things. But like you said, it ain't free.
Oh, girl.
It is not free.
It is
not free. And you're not even able to wind down a lot of times, because it's still, like, even as we're doing this, I know some other stuff. I got to write an offer later. I got some other things I got to do. Plus, I got to pack. I got all these things I have to do. So it's a process, but it is not as easy as we make it look. And I think that's why the fallout from real estate is so high and the turnover is so high. People go and get their license and they never do anything with it. Because when they get their license, they're like, okay, now how do I go make the money?
Right.
It's not as easy as we make it look.
It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, I think that's a good way to talk about, you know, as mothers, we are mamas on the move. And, you know, every episode, we like to acknowledge another mama on the move.
Absolutely.
So we want to shout out a mother who is, who in our eyes is doing a tremendous job in being a mama on the move.
Mm-hmm.
So the young woman that we've elected to acknowledge this week, her name is Erica Ward.
Right.
Now, Erica Ward is, she's a University of Georgia graduate. She owns a company, Erica Ward Interiors. And if you go to her Instagram, it's at Mrs. Erica Ward, MrsErika Ward. And her website is ericaward.com. She is a mother of five, married mother of five. She also has grown her business, I mean, just tremendously over the last, I would say, well, she's been in that industry for some time, but I would say over the last 3 to 5 years, it's just grown. And it's been a beautiful thing to witness it, you
right.
know, as someone that, you know, has started a business and then just to see them, you know, plant that seed and then it just grow just even beyond what you even would
right.
imagine. Like she, that's where her business is right now. But not only that, I already mentioned she's a married mom of five, but she has one of her sons was just diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
And he is in cycle 3 of his chemo mm-hmm. treatment. And when I see her posts, I mean, she is so graceful, just how she's managing all of this. You know,
right.
as an entrepreneur,
wow.
you know, you think about, you know, when something happens to you on a personal level, you know, your business doesn't stop.
Right.
You know, like, it's not like you can, you know, apply for FMLA and get,
right.
you know, family medical leave. Like, no, that business has to continue going.
Right.
But you still have to balance the reality of dealing with something as significant as a child that's battling cancer.
Right.
You know, so
wow.
so I want to shout her out because, one, she's just a phenomenal woman. She's a phenomenal mother and wife. But how I witnessed her how she's handled this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's very transparent, you know, is what she, you know, how she makes her post about her son and,
mm-hmm.
and just taking us all through that and soliciting our prayers. And I'm proud of her, how she's managed to balance all of this.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Impressive.
So she is the mama on the move this week. If you all want to see more about her, as I mentioned, at Mrs. Erica Ward, and go to her website, ericaward.com.
That is awesome. And we would definitely keep her lifted as well, for sure. Keep our prayers on her and her family.
Yes.
So I think that is going to bring us to a close of our second episode.
Our second episode, Keish.
Oh,
we're
so
doing
excited.
It, girl.
We're doing it, girl.
So until next time,
keep moving, mamas.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.